It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, they were all butt done.
What?
They were all butt done by then.
Oh.
No.
You want to do butt stuff?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
A bag with a clear...
A what?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Bag with a what in it?
A clear crystallized substance.
You know, this team is just not that good.
So if I was standing beside you, you wouldn't ask that question.
Here, go over and sit next to
him. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, dog.
You're not going to...
Because you know what? I'll black your eye and tell the cops that you've been crying all night.
Oh, come on.
Boy, it always goes
very friendly with each other.
Mama.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. Time for the e-break brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Man, that is crazy audio. Charles Haley and Dan McDowell. I'd forgotten about that. All right. Candidate number one comes to us from Midday Tickers. Miss Julie is up for an emergency break of the week. They were talking about referring to Southlake as Pleasantville during bad radio, as they will do from time to time. And so she asked them a question about the movie Pleasantville.
No problems all week in Pleasantville, where I live.
Yeah, except your middle school football team took an L on their home turf yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Ooh.
Which middle school? Yeah.
Dawson. Is that a Southlake school?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan, if you...
They had a big dragon at midfield where we were running back and forth over it to score touchdowns.
That's going to come home to roost in 2023.
I know it will, but let us have this one win we pulled out of Southlake.
What's that, Julie?
If you were on Pleasantville, would you be colored? Or black and white. No, you know, it's not. It's, you know, this movie. I don't mean colored like that. I mean like flesh color. You guys are so mean. Okay, mic off.
The Ticket's Talking Cowboy.
Poor Julie. They just went to break. Laid out and went to break. Yeah. Yeah, it was uncomfortable. You can't really say that word, Julie. Mm.
She made an odd point, and I couldn't quite understand something about that's movies. Or what did she say?
There's a movie called Pleasantville.
Is it a movie or a TV show?
But she had an odd phrase right after that.
I heard it again.
It's movies.
No problems all week in Pleasantville, where I live.
Yeah, except... Your middle school football team took an L on their home turf yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Ooh.
Which middle school? Yeah.
Dawson. Is that a Southlake school?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan, if you...
They had a big dragon at midfield where we were running back and forth over it to score touchdowns.
That's going to come home to roost in 2023.
I know it will, but let us have this one win we pulled out of Southlake.
What's that, Julie?
If you were on Pleasantville, would you be colored or black and white? No, you know, it's not, it's, you know, this movie. I don't mean colored like that. I mean like flesh color. You guys are so mean. Okay, mic off.
The Ticket's Talking Cowboy.
Okay, I believe she said, you know, there's movie.
You know, there's movie.
I think she said, you know, those movies. Right?
I think she was trying for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have to vote for the chicken.
All right, there's Julie, candidate number one for the emergency break of the week. Candidate number two, I guess we'll put this on Bob because he tries to get rid of a well-known celebrity. You know, we were trying to work it to get Dennis Quaid on the show the other day because his band was in town playing Lava Cantina. And he called like 3 hours late. He called right as they were making the shift between Norm and Donnie and bad radio, and this is what it sounded like.
It's in our insurance.
Can you
ask for a mere $3,700? You can be.
Let me know if it's Randy Quaid, Mike.
It's Dennis.
More. If you get Cousin Eddie, that'd be.
Oh, he was supposed to be on with Amusers, and his phone was dead.
Now he's on the
line. He's on hold right now.
Who is that?
Who?
Hi, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. Hey, Dan. Who's this?
This is Norm, Donovan, Bob, Dan, Mino, Julie, everybody.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Okay, great. Here in the big D.
Were you supposed to be on with our morning show?
Yes, I was supposed to be on your morning show, but my phone did not charge last night.
Well, we didn't anticipate having you on. May I express my pleasure in visiting with you in this brief occasion? But otherwise, I'll let you go.
What do you got going on? Why are you in town?
We're here. We're playing tonight here in the Big D.
All right, man.
Come on out and see us.
Okay, that's Dennis Quaid. Evidently tonight.
What? Why was
my gosh?
What was Bob doing? Why was he trying to get rid of him?
That may have been edited just a little bit, but yeah, Bob did kind of try to move along.
Wait, how edited is it,
Jer?
The original was about 5 minutes, but
okay. Well, that's considerably different.
fake news.
It didn't get much better than that.
That is
though.
Fake news. You're fake news, Jer.
You're like a Russian.
That made it sound like us. Bob immediately decided he had no time.
Right.
For
I know. Is that funny though?
It's funny.
Trust us.
And it could happen.
It didn't get much better than that over 5 minutes. It was stop and start for 5 minutes.
All I did was take out one Bob question. Was Bob ever engaged? Did he ever ask him a question?
Dan did a little bit. Okay. They talked about any given Sunday.
But not Bob.
But Bob was not very interested in
Norm. Norm left the room.
News.
Yeah. So there's the odd Dennis Quaid call to the ticket as candidate number two. And candidate number three, oh, yes, he is back. Craig Rosengarten, looking for the word carotid. Carotid.
If they don't find something during all these procedures, then there's nothing there.
Yes.
Pretty much.
So, go through a carotid Doppler?
Carotid.
Carotid?
Yes. You kind of said it more like a carrot.
Well, they measured how much plaque was in my veins or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Arteries.
They do a vocabulary test on you?
They did a cognitive test.
Wow.
I passed. What?
You passed that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lame test. All right, go ahead.
Carotid?
Carotid, yes.
So I had no plaque in my veins.
Good.
There's I did my blood no test. Way that word.
You're such a stop down. Okay, keep going. So they did that test.
Yeah, they... Stomachern!
Not his fault.
Okay, that is a boring conversation on a living room couch. Much less on radio.
We need to slow that down.
Yeah, right. That does sound like they took huge bong hits and then started talking about...
Jeez.
Carotid.
Is Craig ever sober? It sounds like he's...
I think he always is. I don't think he's drunk.
But it sounds like he's always broadcasting drunk.
I know, but I think that's because he got that head injury in some car accident a while back.
Someone hit him with a driver.
Mm-hmm.
Out on a tee box somewhere.
Somebody forgot to yell four one time and Craig got hit.
Hang on, I'm checking my carotid artery right now.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
I'm all right, I think.
And, well, you shouldn't check that. You should check your carotid vein.
Yeah.
Or your jugular artery.
And you can tell immediately every time that Rick has no time for him.
No.
He's just...
They're gonna have a fist fight one of these Saturday mornings.
They have such a Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman relationship.
Oh, man. All right, so those are your three candidates. Julie, the Dennis Quaid call, or Craig Rosengarten. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Musers, it's Paul. Do you want to play a betting game?
Just vote.
I bet that in 12 hours, you'll all be dead.
Okay. All right, this is from Funny Games.
Oh, gosh.
He wanted to make a bet with the family.
God. What time is it?
Stop. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. I'm going to vote for Julie, and Sideshow Bob is my deadbeat father.
Okay, congratulations. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, this is Jordan again from Brookhaven. Give me the golf guys, even though they bagged on us for the Ryder Cup. Bye.
Man, I really think that's him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Muther, this is John Smith in customer service. Give me that Craig Rosengarten dude. Thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for that racist little white girl.
Hey, don't call Julie that. Or Craig. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, hi, Muses. I would just like to vote for Julie.
I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, I want to vote for the racist Julie Dobbs. I love you.
Man, don't call her that. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Oh, good morning, boys.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, this is the double fake Michelle Wee.
Oh, man.
May I please say something?
Yeah, what? Go ahead.
Today I'm cold and very, very wet and mojado.
Okay.
And I would like to vote and then tell my friend George something.
Just vote, would you?
Okay. For Julie, and please tell George the bird dogs are not birds or dogs. They're jackals.
Jackals, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Julie Dobbs has won her first ever emergency break of the week.
No problems all week in Pleasantville, where I live.
Yeah, except your middle school football team took an L on their home turf yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, really? Which middle school? Yeah.
Dawson. Is that a Southlake school?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan, if you...
Had a big dragon at midfield where we were running back and forth over it to score touchdowns.
That's going to come home to roost in 2023.
I know it will, but let us have this one win we pulled out of Southlake.
What's that, Julie?
If you were on Pleasantville, would you be colored or black and white? No, you know, it's not, it's, you know, this movie. I don't mean colored like that. I mean like flesh color. You guys are so mean. Okay, mic off.
The Ticket's talking cowboy.
Right, you could wrong her further here by cutting off after she says the black.
Right.
Yeah, but we wouldn't do that to Julie. This is her first win.
Why?
Right?
You did it to Bob.
This is her first win. She's 98 behind Norman Bonesaw Hitzkus.
Oh, wow.
I'm still hung up on You Know There's Movie.
You Know There's Movie.
Way to go, Julie. Way to go.